so innocent and restrained. Mr. Moderation and Respect. So very, very good. God, it turns me on so much. The idea that you want me, but you won't let yourself have me. I find your restraint delicious. I want to rub myself up against it like a cat, waiting for the moment when it finally snaps. We've danced around it for months. That very delicious boundary between we shouldn't and fuck it. It's got to the point where I can feel your lips on me, even though you haven't touched me yet. Not like that, at least. 1,000 unsaid words. The weight of them seemed to push us together every time we talked. We'd mostly stick to safer topics, but occasionally I would push closer to the line, waiting to see if you would take up the gauntlet. And then today, you did. I had cornered you in the small room at the back. It was late, and I don't think you had expected me to still be here. I don't even know why I came to find you. You'd always made it pretty clear that nothing was going to happen. But it hadn't stopped me from teasing you, testing that delicious restraint at every possible opportunity. I saw it in your eyes. You wanted me so badly it hurt. But you were also so determined to deny it until now. I'm standing inches away from you. You can feel my breath on your cheek. I know how much you want me, I whisper. Your groan is quiet but audible. But tell me to stop and I will. My hand is resting on the front of your trousers, my finger hooked into the waistband, pulling you towards me. I can feel how hard you are already. I ghost my lips over yours, drinking in your fluttering breath. I want to fuck you like this, sliding that hard cock between my thighs as we stand face to face, pushed up against your body. Awkward and desperate as I kiss you, and you moaning like a slut into my mouth as you try to gain more friction, or perhaps shove you down to lick me, gratefully, messily, as you kneel on the hard floor below my parted legs. Your breathing is uneven. I kiss you properly now, slow, but firm, my hand on your cheek. You're still a little hesitant, despite my clearly having decided to do this. I continue to kiss you as I stroke my free hand down your chest and push it against your groin. You swear under your breath as I rub you through your trousers. I grin. Is this for me? I ask. Can I have it? Is it mine? Yes, you breathe, your eyes closing. It's yours. All yours. Good boy, I reply. We continue kissing for a few moments as I stroke you hard for your clothes. As I pull away, your eyes follow mine, waiting to see what I'll do next. And this is what you want, I ask. Yes, you sigh, loud in the silence of the room. I surprise you by dropping to my knees, your eyes wide, as I undo your belt and pull out your cock. I grin as I realize exactly how hard you are, and that you had pre-cum on the tip already. I hold your gaze as I lick it off, swallowing with obvious satisfaction. I spit on the head as I work your cock with my hand, and you groan. Your eyes roll back half closed and put your hand lightly on my head. Fuck, baby, you growl. I add my mouth and your knees buckle ever so slightly. I suck and lick you unrelentingly, your moans fueling my desire as it pools between my thighs, reveling in this first taste of you, committing every curve and vein to memory. After a while, your body stiffens slightly, and you give my hair a gentle warning tug. I pull my mouth away, with saliva briefly connecting us. I straighten up to kiss you, the taste of your cock still on my tongue, my hands gently pinning yours to the wall. Breaking the kiss, I slowly turn around and pull the skirt of my dress up. I hook my thumbs into my underwear and push them down, exposing myself to you. Not waiting for your reaction, I back into you, guiding your cock to my entrance with my hand. I brace my hands on the shelf opposite and push back hard, gasping as you feel me. You groan loudly as your hands sink into the crease of my hips, and I glance back to see a look of disbelief on your face as I fuck myself into your cock. Over and over, I push back, bottoming out every time. I want you to come in me, I breathe. What I really want is physical proof of how far I've led you from your restraint. How thoroughly I broke your resolve. And you are so drunk on your need that you start fucking me back. Until you finally empty yourself into me. You swear as you come, twitching and jerking, as you pull my hips tight against you. When you're done, you pull me up to standing and kiss my neck like I'm the most precious thing you've ever held. Still inside me, your cum leaking from where we're joined, its warmth making a trail down my inner thigh. You apologize softly for coming before I did. One hand tightly around my waist, the other strokes down my body. Your half-hard cock still deep inside me. I tell you it's okay. I wanted you to lose control. I wanted to be the one to make you break. Chuckle ruefully. I want you to lose it now, sweet girl, you say as you slip out of me. I groan, missing your presence, and then gasp as you slide your cock back between my thighs and dip your fingers inside me instead. I'm wet from my arousal as well as your orgasm. You spread it over my clit and I arch myself into you. Now you have me right where you want me. Are you going to come for me, pretty girl? With my cock between your legs and my fingers pushing cum back into that soft, wet pussy, you murmur. I gasp as your fingers graze over my clit. The sensation of your cock sliding along my sensitive lips as you stroke me is almost overwhelming. I grab desperately onto the arm that's supporting me, digging my nails in so far it will definitely leave a mark. You continue to work my clit, listening for my reactions to guide your fingers. My head feels light as my orgasm builds. Then, as I dance on the edge of climax, you whisper, "Give it to me. Let go." I've got you. And I come hard. My head pressed against your shoulder. My ribs trying to break free of your firm hold. Fuck. I shout, your fingers still moving on me slowly until I tell you to stop. Your voice is low and soft in my ears. You tell me how incredible I sound. Jesus fucking Christ. I laugh as I fold forward and brace myself on my knees. Your hands falling to my lower back. Are you okay? You ask, stroking me with concern. Oh, I'm great. I reply, I can't believe you finally gave it to me. Yes, well, it was always a matter of when and not if. God, you're fucking amazing. The soft reverence in your voice is evident as you slide yourself from between my legs. I smile, turning to face you as you push yourself back into your trousers. So are you, sweet boy. Worth the wait. I kiss you again as I straighten my skirt. Now, I say, my tone becoming a little more stern. You're not going to tell anyone about this, are you? You carry on being the boss, and I keep my job. But we both know this isn't going to be the only time you're fucking mine now.